Okay, some great questions in Ask Catherine. We're also going to have questions for Franklin when we do money, when we turn to precious metals. Catherine, there are a bunch of anti-centralization voices out there originating from across the political spectrum. Guys like Poplava, former mainstream guys like Paul Craig Roberts and yourself, UFO guys like Joseph Farrell, former news media guys like Greg Hunter, Russell Baker. How do you decide which of these voices are worth being heard, and could we get some collaboration or something basic like transparency is good and we need an open internet to pool resources? I think there is a tremendous pooling of resources, and it happens in very emergent ways where we all cross-publish each other's material. I certainly put up links on the... If you go to the blog and look at permanent links, they're all the different links we recommend. We appear on each other's channel. You're seeing more and more TV, internet stations aggregating. Like, I was just out filming with Regina Meredith on Gaia TV. There's a lot of sharing of knowledge informally between the networks. So I think it's very emergent, and the collaboration is rich and growing. So I would say it's happening already. Another subscriber asks, I've heard a suggestion that the powers that be would like to introduce carbon credits as the new money. This is to make owning anything a financial liability to the commoners. At some point, we should do a Solaria report on carbon credits. I would describe it as a tax. And yes, it will make owning anything or owning things certainly much more expensive and a financial liability. And it's... if there's one thing we want to see, we never want to see a carbon tax happen. There are a lot of different ways to get the general population to optimize and take responsibility for resources, and that's the importance of having markets. So carbon credits, sort of centrally controlled way to do it, is a very dangerous and negative way to do it, in my opinion. This person had some more questions, which I'll refer to the precious metals time,